In June, FFA members from all over Alabama attended the annual state convention in Montgomery. Like many organizations, FFA provides opportunities for service along with their other activities.
As Kevin Worthington tells us, about 200 FFA members, advisors, and friends packaged some 35,000 meals for the Montgomery Area Food Bank to distribute to needy families in central and southeast Alabama.
Many people think of FFA as Future Farmers of America. Well, that's how it started, but it's evolved into something much bigger than the organization that was founded in 1928.
A lot of times when you see the blue jackets, you think cows, sows, and plows, but we really emphasize that the FFA organization is more than just being Future Farmers of America. Certainly the farmer component of it is very important because these are the hands that will produce and feed a growing population. But there are always opportunities outside of production agriculture for these students in the workforce. So we're preparing them for careers, whether it is in production agriculture or if it's in a role that supports production agriculture, or maybe even as doctors or lawyers. We are in the business of getting these students ready for careers.
FFA members say leadership is the key. And in order to be successful, a good leader must know how to serve others.
This is called a Meals of Hope bagging session. And at this session, they're going to be bagging 35,000 meal kits that will be delivered to the Montgomery Area Food Bank. The Montgomery Area Food Bank serves over 35 counties in the state of Alabama, so the majority of the state. And this gives kids a chance to come together and to work in a cooperative effort in a way that serves the needy people in our state.
It is an opportunity for our members to live out the last line of the motto of living to serve. We've done this in the past. We haven't done it in a couple years, so this year our state officer team wanted to implement a hands-on service project for our members. It's Meals of Hope. We have about 200 students packing meals for the Montgomery food area.
The Day of Service was sponsored by the National FFA Organization and the Alabama Wheat and Feed Grain Producers. In addition to being very important, members say the event is also a lot of fun.
There was a very lot of excitement at my table. When we got done with the box, we yelled, "Good box," or something. We yelled something like that. It'd be "Good box," or "We finished a box," and we'd all cheer and clap and stuff like that. We had a really good team. Our team was really excited. They was moving at a really good pace. It was so much fun.
This is very common. Some people take it very serious, and this is a serious thing. But a lot of kids, or even adults, have a lot of fun with this. And they see a lot of people they haven't seen in years. I've had five generations on lines. And it is a lot of fun. A lot of work behind the scenes, but let me tell you, once you get here and it's all done, all the people that organize this will look at each other and says, "Wow, it's a lot of fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun."
All totaled, the Alabama FFA delivered more than 3,000 pounds of apple cinnamon oatmeal to the Montgomery Area Food Bank, which provides meals to people in more than half of Alabama's 67 counties.
We want to congratulate the young people that had in their heart to put these meals together and to send to us. We have a service area of over 300,000 people that are food insecure. And so because of that, we need a lot of help. And we're always pleased. It always blesses us to see when young folks step up and help us to feed the hungry throughout Alabama.
I'm proud and glad that I could be here to be able to do something for somebody like that. I've never been able to do something so directly to our community like this, and it's a very good feeling.
For Simply Southern, I'm Kevin Worthington.